91X News.
It's minus 13 and sunny at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Morgan Davey. A 36-year-old man has been charged with impaired driving after a single vehicle collision at Highway 37 and the 401. The incident happened around 9:45 last night when the vehicle hit a traffic light, significantly damaging the light and the vehicle itself. Ambulance, fire, and police were all called to the scene, and the driver has been given a court date for later this month. A Belleville man has been charged in connection with a serious accident west of Carlton Place. A tractor trailer collided with a small car head-on on Highway 7 in Mississippi Mills on January 10th, and a 25-year-old Ottawa woman in the car suffered serious injuries. The OPP have now charged a 39-year-old Belleville man with careless driving, failing to take 10 hours off in a day, and driving after 14 hours on duty in a day. He is scheduled to appear in Perth Court on March 3rd. A newly formed writing club at Loyalist had its first meeting last night. It's the brainchild of a first-year child and youth worker student. Joseph Quigley has the story.
I wake up in a circle of my own footprints. No tide, no soggy space, just a mind pecking out of its skull.
Andrew Nurse reads at the first meeting of the writer's circle, Loyalist's new poetry club. He's old hat at this, having done poetry for the past 12 years, and he says it's a dream to become published.
I would love that by the end of my life to have published a book and see it in like a bookstore. That would be good enough for me.
He says he's starting the group to connect with other writers in hopes of creating a strong poetry scene at Loyalist.
The majority of those years, it's been a very isolated process for me. So I think this is a way for me to kind of like get back and check out what other people are doing, not just myself. Given a certain angle, we could come up with some kind of little, you know, movement.
The club got off to a slow start, and Nurse was the only one in attendance for the first meeting. Despite this, Nurse says his club is going to stick around.
It's poetry. It's not something that is of general great interest to a lot of people. But I like it to be here for those that do want it.
Joseph Quigley, QNET News, Belleville.
Loyalist is hosting its 18th annual career fair today. Regional and national employers will be at the college to talk with students and alumni. The event runs until 1 p.m. today in the gym in the Kenty Building at the college. Quinte West Figure Skating Club could get some new equipment. If council approves, the club plans to buy and install a jump harness for more safe and effective teaching methods. If given the go-ahead, the club will be paying for all the costs involved. Bargain hunters woke up before the crack of dawn to be the first in line for the liquidation of Target's Canadian stores. The U.S. retailer has launched the first phase of discounts at its 133 stores across the country. Canadian Press reporter David Friend checked out a Target store in Toronto this morning and says many of the shoppers who were at the store when the doors opened were disappointed that not everything had good markdowns.
There's some sections which are, namely clothing, are 20% off. And then there's very few items that are actually 30% off. The ones that are in cosmetics and women's accessories. So there were a lot of customers that were sort of talking about how disappointed they were. Now, this is a liquidation sale. So that means that the prices will drop over time as items that don't sell still sit on the shelves and Target wants to get rid of them.
Target hopes to be out of Canada before the summer with the goal of closing all of its stores by mid-May. The military appears set to miss a self-imposed deadline to rebalance the number of reserve soldiers in the military. Internal documents say a review of how Canada's force of citizen soldiers is structured was supposed to be done by the end of last March, with the new funding model in place by April of this year. But a national defense spokesman says the review is still ongoing. Retired Lieutenant Colonel John Selkirk of Reserves 2000, which advocates for the militia, says Ottawa knows the storm it would face if it imposes significant changes and funding cuts on the reserves.
There's not a politician who is in the House at the moment, and also for that matter in the Senate, who doesn't recognize that cutting out a local unit and closing down the local armory and that sort of thing is bad news politically, and there would be quite a backlash.
Resurrecting the reserves, which were essential in filling out combat units in Afghanistan, was one of the key areas identified by the Harper government when it began its post-war budget-cutting exercise. NBC's nightly news anchor Brian Williams has apologized for spreading a false story that he rode on a helicopter that came under enemy fire when he was reporting in Iraq in 2003. Reporter Shirley Smith says Williams admitted that he was in a helicopter following another aircraft that was struck by ground fire.
Brian Williams says that he has no desire to fictionalize his experience and no need to dramatize events. He says he thinks that viewing a video of him inspecting the impact area on the chopper that did get hit and what he calls the fog of memory made him conflate the two.
Williams spread the false story most recently last Friday when he reported on a reunion with one of the military veterans his NBC News team came into contact with that day. The top NATO commander says any move to provide Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons must take into action a possible angry reaction from Russia. General Philip Breedlov says there is no military solution to the Ukraine crisis.
What we want to do is create conditions that support all parties to come to the table in earnest to develop that political and economic solution. Arms will not change that.
Breedlove's remarks come amid signals that the U.S. is considering giving Ukraine defensive weapons to help protect its forces from Russia-backed separatists. That's QNET News on 91X to 1204. Sports is next.
Remember when cottages looked cottagey? Now your cottage looks more like a house. You even rent it out. But do you have all the right insurance? I'm Bruce Mackey of Mackey Insurance. Cottages today need more complex coverage. Review your policy with someone who's familiar with this countryside. Someone who understands cottage insurance. Visit Mackey Insurance. We're locally owned and we'll make sure your country house, I mean cottage, is covered. 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville.
Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
In QNET Sports, Empire B Hockey tonight, the Napanee Raiders will travel to Picton to take on the Pirates with a puck drop at 7:30. An abundance of snow didn't stop thousands of New England Patriots fans from lining a parade route in Boston. They turned out to celebrate their team's big win in Sunday's Super Bowl. The team rolled through downtown aboard the Second World War-style amphibious duck boat vehicles that have become a staple of the city's championship parades. Chris Russell scored his first goal of the season, Jonas Hiller stopped 28 shots, and the Calgary Flames beat San Jose Sharks 3-1. San Jose forward John Scott scored the only goal for the Sharks. Scott says games in the Pacific Division will be tight for the rest of the season.
Yeah, every game, it's a huge game. So that was a big 2 points. We kind of let go there, and we just got to regroup and get to tomorrow. But yeah, it's going to be tough every game against every guy in our division, every team, I mean.
Flames coach Bob Hartley says the veterans are leading by example, while his younger players bring a lot of intensity.
We have a solid, hardworking team. We just don't care. We go. We look at the challenges in front of us. And I don't know. I might be wrong on this, but I don't feel any of our players under pressure.
The Washington Capitals took their second win this season over Ottawa Senators. The Caps earned a 2-1 victory at the Verizon Center in December, their first in 8 games against the Sens. It's just one of 9 contests on the ice tonight, including San Jose visiting Vancouver. It was an ugly loss for the Toronto Raptors as they fell 103-93 to the Brooklyn Nets. It was Toronto's second loss in 3 nights and the first this season against an Atlantic Division opponent. Raptors coach Dwayne Casey was disappointed with his team's lack of fight.
You know, and for whatever reason, we've lost that work ethic, that fight, that grit, that grime, and we got to get that back.
DeMar DeRozan was ejected for a flagrant foul with a minute left and says the Raptors felt some frustration.
I think tonight was just frustrating. You know, last 2 games, we just, you know, we're not playing like ourselves. You know, we showed we could do it. You know, we did it. Four games in 5 nights last week, the type of team we are. We just got to be consistent with it.
The Raptors have a break from the court tonight. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, sunny today with a high of minus 11. Clearing tonight with increasing cloudiness near midnight, then periods of light snow and a low of minus 18. Periods of light snow ending early tomorrow morning, then a mix of sun and cloud and a high of minus 4. At 12:07, it's minus 13. QNET News is on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Morgan Davey. News on 91X next at 1.